5. Design thinking.
设计思维。
2. Thinking outside the box.
Listen to the following passage and fill in the blanks.
The phrase thinking outside the box means coming up with creative ways to solve problems by thinking differently, unconventionally, or from a new perspective. How can you do it? First, you have to understand what the box is.Then you can look at how to get outside of it. The box is the normal way of looking at things, doing things, and all the assumptions that almost everyone involved is making. So your best way to start thinking out of the box is to identify and challenge all the assumptions that make up the thinking inside the box. 3. Advertising creation. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question.
Bob, have you got any ideas about the advertising of Sky Beer?
I think we can start out with small newspaper ads. Based on the response, we'll decide whether to run full-page ads.
Sounds good, but I have a different idea. Listen, I plan to use the media mix to establish brand awareness among our target audience.
What do you plan to use?
I plan to put together 2 30-second primetime TV commercials. We'll begin with a slow-moving shot of the crowds. Then we'll come in on a close-up of our main actress. She will be drinking Sky Beer, and the rest of the crowd will be moving in towards her.
Great. But what kind of music should be used?
We'd better use light music. It makes the audience feel comfortable.
I think we can also run billboard and print ads to help create brand recognition.5. Brainstorming. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The origin of brainstorming came from Osborne in 1939 as a method for creative problem solving. As an advertising manager, Osborne was frustrated by employees' inability to develop creative ideas individually. In response, he began hosting group thinking sessionsand discovered a significant improvement in the quality and quantity of ideas produced by employees. After organizing his discovery, Osborne then published a book in 1953, in which he systematized his creative problem-solving methods. This book popularized the term brainstorming and received a significant response in the industry.Brainstorming works by focusing on a problem and then deliberately coming up with as many solutions as possible and by pushing the ideas as far as possible. One of the reasons it is so effective is that the brainstormers not only come up with new ideas in a session, but also spark off from associations with other people's ideas by developing and refining them.There are 4 basic rules in brainstorming, intended to reduce social inhibitions among team members, stimulate idea generation, and increase overall creativity. 1. No criticism. Criticism of ideas is withheld during the brainstorming session, as the purpose is to generate varied and unusual ideas and extend or add to these ideas.This allows team members to feel comfortable generating unusual ideas. 2. Welcome unusual ideas. Unusual ideas are welcomed as they are often new ways of thinking and looking at the world which may provide better solutions. 3. Quantity wanted. The greater the number of ideas generated, the greater the chance of producing a radical and effective solution.4. Combine and improve ideas. Not only are a variety of ideas wanted, but also ways to combine ideas in order to make them better. 6. The power of imagination and design. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Imagination is the ability of the mind to build mental scenes, objects, or events that do not exist, are not present,or have happened in the past. Imagination is a creative power that is necessary for designing. For example, imagination is the key to designing a cartoon character, since you are creating a whole new being. What kind of being will the character be? Is it a man, woman, or child? Perhaps it's a giant, a walking stick, an insect, a fish, a cat, a goat, a tiger, or a mixture of all types of animals. Maybe it's a talking coin, or another inanimate object which comes to life. What personality should the character have? Your walking stick can be laid back and happy. Your insect can be ferocious. You can create a fearless fish, a catty cat, a glib goat, a terrified tiger, or any personality that comes to mind. What are the features of the character according to its personality? A laid-back stick will be slouchy with half-closed eyes. A fierce insect is going to have a huge stinger, big teeth, and slanted, angry eyes. Your terrified tiger will have wide eyes and a grimace showing his flat, useless teeth. In order to create a successful cartoon character, the designer should have plenty of imagination. The power of imagination in design is undoubtedly a major factor in the creation of objects of value to our day-to-day life. And when the imagination is combined with an ecological sense of recycling, then the product becomes even more interesting. The Milanese designer Carlo Trevisani recently made bases made of cork that can fit easily into the necks of bottles in order to serve as trays to carry food. This product is called Appo and adapts easily to any type of bottle. It's another example which shows the power of imagination in design.